Daf Dalit. We got to the very top line. We had a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about the source of Shiras Mi Prisha, where we learn from Miluim, or do we learn from Har Sinai? So we discussed at the end of the shir, after the shir yesterday, about Rabbi Yochanan did not responding to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish had a very good kasha. Yochanan didn't respond, and the different farshim explained he wasn't really concerned with the question and kind of ignored it. So now the Gemara flips around. Rabbi Yochanan is going to challenge Reish Lakish. The top line of Daf Dalit. The Gemara says, "Amr le Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish." Bishmali, did it make sense according to me? Says Rabbi Yochanan, the Alfina Mimiluim. I learned from Miluim as the source of Shiva Simei Prisha. Hainu the Tani, that's the Brisa means. Zev is Zev Mazen Alav Kol Shiva. That this and that, which means Yom Kippur and Karin Hasarif is a para, these two, your Mazen Alav, you sprinkle the Mechatas of the Paraduma, Kol Shiva, Mikochatos, you sprinkle all 7 days of the Mechatas, Shayusham. The Havei Nami Haza Bimilum, because Milum also had the Haza. Milum is the source. Just like Milum had Shiva Simei Prisha with Haza, so too we apply to Yom Kippur and Paraduma the Shiva Yimei Haza as well. Eli Didach, according to you, Reish Lakish, the Yalfis Misinai, you learn from Sinai, Haza Bisinai Mihavya. Was any Haza in the preparation of Kabbalah Satara? There's no Haza there. So according to you, why do we do Haza by Paraduma and Yom Kippur? So Amrlei, Reish Lakish flips it back around and says, "Latamech, according to your logic, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, Minicha, does it still make sense? You're learning from Miluim. Miluim dam, hachamayim. By Miluim, they sprinkled using blood. Here, by Yom Kippur and Paraduma, we use mayim. So mayim and dam are very different. How do you use Miluim as a model for Shiva Simei Prisha?" So Gemara answers, or Rabbi Yochanan answers, "A halakasha, that's not the problematic. Detani Rabbi Chia, nichnesu mayim tachas dam. That the water replaced dam. Okay, they're different. Einachanami, they're different. But we just switched the blood and the water. That's not such a big deal. So if you look at the Tosas, Tosas explains why it's not such a big deal. Tosas writes, nichnesu mayim tachas dam. De lav legamre drasha gemurhi hadegamre bimilum. It's not a real drush. We're not really learning Shiva Simei Prisha of Yom Kippur and Paraduma from Milum. Ela smachta v'alma. It's a nice smachta. De ikakra. So what's the real pasuk teaching me of kashir also b'yom hazeh? Yesh Lefarish, that's really telling us the Biyom Arishon Shil Shiva Simei Miluim Amrlem Kashir Asa Biyom Hazeh. Just like the whole Seder Avodah you did on the first day of Miluim, so too Tiva Hashem Lasas Kol Shiva Yimei Miluim. Do it every single day. Repeat it for 7 days. That's the Iker reason. That's the Iker understanding the pasuk. The application to Shiva Simei Prisha of Yom Kippur and Paraduma, that's all in the Smach of Alma. So the fact that this one's Dam and that one's Mayim is not so problematic. That's how Tosas understands this this explanation. So now back to Reish Lakish. But according to you, back in the Gemara now, El Didach, according to you, Hazah b'Sinai mihave, was there really Hazah at Sinai? No, there's no Hazah by Sinai. And if you're using Sinai as the model, how do you learn Hazah to Shiva Simei Prisha of the Kohen Gadol and Paraduma? To which Reish Lakish responds, Amrlei mala ba'ama. There's no real need, you're right. If the whole thing's a mala, it's an added chumrah, an added level of kedusha. If you look at the Rashi, Rashi writes around 10 lines down, 10 narrow lines down, he writes, mala ba'ama. We said on yesterday's daf that the Indian of maybe 2 days ago in daf beis, that's a mala. You don't really need the preparation by the paraduma, but it's a mala. It's an extra level of kedusha we add to it. Ubiyom kippur lechavod knisas mach neshchina, not for real tumah v'tahara reasons, but to show added honor that he's about to enter into the kodesh kedushim. But this is not really required at any level mikra din. It's simply a mala ba'alma. So even though there is no hazah by Sinai, we can still apply hazah to the paraduma Yom Kippur, because it's not really a limud according to Reish Lakish or Rabbi Yochanan. It seems like these are just very loose models, both for Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now take a look at Tosas. Tosas points out there was actually hazah. If you look back in the Pesukim, there was Hazah by Har Sinai. So how come the Gemara doesn't answer that there was Hazah by Har Sinai? So Tosas asks, Vim Tamar, V'ha'havi p'Sinai Hazah's dam d'chsiv, in the Pasuk it says, the Parshim Mishpatim, V'yikach Moshe Sadam V'yizrak al da'am, he took the blood and he sprinkled it, threw it on top of the nation, so that was Hazah with dam. V'yesh Lomar, Osa Zrika lo ha'isa b'shvil tara, that Zrika was not for Tumavatara purposes, Sharei lo al Moshe levado nizrak. It wasn't only thrown on Moshe, ela kolam, the entire nation. Meaning, really, only Moshe needed to enter into the Mishkan. He was the one doing Shusha Mebeluim. So only Moshe would have to receive the Hazah. But the Hazah, the Zrikas Dam, was thrown on all of Klai Yisrael, and they weren't going into the Mishkan, ela Dama Brishava. It wasn't because of Tumah V'Tahara. It was to make a treaty, to make an agreement. It was Dama Bris. It was some agreement, nothing to do with Tumah V'Tahara. And that's why they couldn't use Hazah of the Sinai as a model for a Zah of Shemes Prisha of a Paraduma of Kohen Gadol. Inami, alternatively, Tosus suggests, Nami Hachi Kamar, Inami Hachi Kamar Hazah, Kol Shiva B'Sinai Mihavi. By Sinai, there was Hazah, and let's say it was Ritumah V'Tahara, but it was only for one day. We're looking for 7 days, and that certainly did not exist at Har Sinai, so therefore the Gemara couldn't entertain the possibility that Hazah was present at Har Sinai. So now back to the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kavasa de Rabbi Yochanan, Tanya Kavasa de Reish Lakish. We're going to bring a long brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, and then another long brisa that supports Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, again, who learns from Milun, Reish Lakish learns from Har Sinai. So first, Tanya Kavasa de Rabbi Yochanan, the brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan's position. It says in Parsha Achrimos, next week's Parsha, Bezos Yavo Aaron El Kodesh, with this shall Aaron enter into the base of Mikdash in Kodesh Kedoshim. B'masha Amar Binyan, whatever it's describing, the Gemara, the pasuk goes on to describe all the different halachas of the Ketores and the Karbanos. That's how he's going to enter in. Mahi, what does it mean, Bezos? Binyan Dimiluim? So we're saying Bezos, with this, with the way he went with Miluim, that's the same way he's going to go into Kodesh Kedoshim or Yom Kippur. This is the makor that you need Shiva Simei Prisha, the word Bezos, with this same exact way of Miluim. So Ma Amar Binyan Miluim, Iron Pirish Shiva Vishimesh Yom Echad, just like Iron separated 7 days and entered in and worked for one day. Moshe Masala Kol Shiva Kedelachancha Bavoda, and every day of the 7 days Moshe was given over to him and trained him and taught him how to shecht and how to do Kabbalah and this animal and that animal. There were 7 days of training of chinuch, and then he finally went to the work in the Mishkan. So to Afla Doros, when it came to Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol Parish Shiva, he separates for 7 days. Umishamish Yom Echad, and he works one day on Yom Kippur. So that's the model from Milum, from the word Bezos. Bezos tells me we learn from Milum. Ushnei Tamidei Chachamim Mitamidav Shemoshe, and we have two students who carry the Mesorah from Moshe Beinu to replicate what Moshe Beinu did himself to teach him. These two Tamidei Chachamim would train the Kohen Gadol. Lafuke Tzedukim, to the exclusion of not allowing a tzeduki, we don't let him train the Kohen Gadol. It has to be those who practice the Mesorah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we give him over to the Kohen Gadol. And Mosin Lo Kol Shiva, every day, the 7 days of Prisha, Kedei Lachancho Ba'avoda, to again train him in the Avoda Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, why do you need two? Why isn't one enough? One rabbi is enough. You have one big Talmid Chacham. Let him teach him. Why you have two Talmid Chachamim? So Tosfos Yerushalmi says, because two are better than one. That's all. Two are better than one. The other answer is because let's say the Kohen Gadol, he messed up the Ketores. The way the Tzedukim, their big attack, and Rashi tells us that they would do the opposite. The Torah tells us, I'm forgetting the exact pasuk now, but it says, Bezos Yavo Aaron, with this, they felt you should mix the Ketores and the Gechalim outside the Kodesh Kedoshim, and it starts creating the smoke and the incense, and then they walk in with the incense coming up. We argue, and we understand that in the Kodesh Kedoshim, that's when you mix the coals and the Ketores, and then it creates the smoke inside the base of Mikdash, in the Kodesh Kedoshim. So that's a very big machlokas. So the Gemara says that one time a Kohen Gadol actually did that. He did it outside. He was killed. His father yelled at him, and then he died. Even though he says we're tzedukim, we don't actually do this. We're scared of the Prushim, but we're very concerned. So let's say this Kohen Gadol says, I was never taught. No one ever taught me. You're supposed to do the Ketores out inside. I thought we'd do it outside. So you have two Edim that say, no, we were both there and we taught you, so to serve as Edim, lest he try to say otherwise. So that's why there are two Talmidei Chachamim according to the other Rishonim. So the Gemara then says, so we give him two Talmidim and we teach him, Mosin Lo, Kol Shiva, Kedei Lachancha Bavoda. So Mikan, from here we learn, Amru, Shivas Yamim, Kodom Yom HaKippurim, Mafrishin, Kohen Gadol, Mibes Lishchas Parhedrin. This is how we know. You separate the Kohen Gadol for 7 days. He goes to Lishchas Parhedrin, which we've seen already. Uchshem Shemafrishin Kohen Gadol, Kach Mafrishin Kohen HaSarif HaSapara, Lishcha Shal Pnei Abira, Tzvonim Mizracha. And just like we separate the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippurim, we also separate the Kohen who burns the Parah. Both of these cases, Yom Kippur and Paraduma, Mazin Alav Kol Shiva, we sprinkle all 7 days Mikoch HaTos with all the Mechatas, all the wars of Paraduma. We'll see why, just to ensure that he's Tahor from Tumas Meis. Shayusham, Vim Tom, if you're going to tell me, how can you learn from Miluim? Miluim is Dam and Hachamayim here by the Paraduma, and Yom Kippur we use water, but Miluim, which is now the Makor, we use Dam. Amris, we say, Nichnesu Mayim Tachas Dam. So this is all pretty much what we said above. They're just all in the Brisa now. V'omer, and further another proof. Kasher also b'yom hazeh tziva Hashem lasos lechaper aleichem lasos elu ma'ase parah lechaper elu ma'ase yom kippurim. This is what we saw in Daf Beis already. A different drasha. We have two different drashas. So that's the whole brisa, right? The Gemara says we learn from the word bezos that we learn from milum as the source of separating for Yom Kippur, and then we bring a second source of Kasher Asa B'Yom Hazeh. So asks Gemara, B'Hai Bezos, how do you use the word Bezos to teach me the drasha that Miluim is the Makor for Shivas Yimei Prisha? Don't you need the word Bezos to teach me, Lugufe, to teach me the very Pasuk itself, in Achrimos, that when the Kohen Gadol goes to the Kodesh Kodashim, he needs the Par Ben Bakar, Lechatas Vayel Ola. How can you use the drasha also to connect it back to the Miluim? It's already needed Bezos to tell me that the upcoming Karbanos are necessary to enter Kodesh Kodashim. So answer the Gemara, Ilu Karban Lechudei, if it just tell me you need to bring a Karban prior as a prerequisite to enter the Kodesh Kodashim, Lemekra Bezeh. It should say, Bezeh. Oh, be'elu are these. My bezos, apparently the word bezos isn't the most accurate word to be used. Bezeh or be'elu would have been more appropriate. The word bezos is a different type of word to be used. So the fact that we use the word bezos, shmas minatart. We can learn two drushes. One drush is, you need these karbanos to go for the going to the Kodesh Kodashim. And also a second drush, because it's a strange usage of a word, to connect it to miluim as the source that you need shivas, you may preach it. That's the understanding of the b'raisa. So then the Gemara says one last comment on this b'raisa. Maiva omer. Why, Omer, why do you need a second pasuk? Tell me you need 7 days of prisha. Because if you're going to tell me only maybe the Yom HaKippurim Kama, who did by prisha, maybe the very first Yom Kippur of all of history, only that Yom Kippur, since the first time, required prisha, kedashkan b'milum. Just like milum, the first time going to the Mishkan required shivas yimei prisha, but all additional times in the Mishkan, the base of Mikdash, didn't require prisha, only the very first event, so to maybe only the very first Yom Kippur required shivas yimei prisha. The years after, they wouldn't low, wouldn't require prisha. Or inami, maybe only the Kohen Gadol Kama, the very first Kohen Gadol, namely Aaron, who did by prisha. Aval Kohen Gadol Ba'alma, in general, any other Kohen Gadol thereafter, low wouldn't require. That's why Tashma, Kashir Asa, just like we did on that day, you should continue to do for generations to come. So that's why you need two drushes to teach me that you need Shivas Yimei Prisha. Either way, this whole Brisa supports Rabbi Yochanan that Miluim serves as the source of Shivas Yimei Prisha of both Yom HaKippurim and Par Adumim. Fine. Now we move on to Reish Lakish's proof. Now this Brisa, I've gotten confused. Every time I learn it, I always get very, very confused, so I might not be so clear because I don't have it fully in my mind. It's an interesting Brisa about what was the Seder of what took place at Kabbalah Torah? The order of events of when Moshe went up, when he didn't go up, when he was the cloud came on the Har Sinai, when it came to Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's a bit confusing in my mind. It's probably not as confusing as I'm going to make it, but something always didn't click for me. So we'll see if it clicks now when we learn it together. So the Gemara quotes as follows the last seven lines of the Braisa, Tanya Kavasa de Reish Lakish. The following Braisa supports Reish Lakish. The Reish Lakish held that Har Sinai was the model for Shivas Yimei Prisha. So Moshe Allah Ba'anan, Moshe went up in a cloud. V'niskas Ba'anan, he was enveloped by the cloud. V'niskadish Ba'anan, he was sanctified in the cloud. Kadei l'kabel Torah li'yisrael b'kedusha, so he could be prepared to accept the Torah for Klai Yisrael b'kedusha. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, V'yishkon kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, and the kvod Hashem rested on Har Sinai. Zeh haya maisa achar aser sadibros. This was after aser sadibros. Sheyutchila l'arbam yom, preparing for the 40 days thereafter. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglius. So let me explain. What happened was, on Vav or Zayin Sivan, we'll see which day exactly took place, Machlokas, so they received the Torah, we received the Luchos on Vav Sivan, let's say, and then Moshe Rabbeinu went up afterwards for 6 days to prepare himself in the cloud, and then he was there for another 40 days, or maybe 34 days, we'll see exactly, he was there for six, sorry, he got the Luchos, went up for 6 days in the cloud after the Luchos, and then learned the rest of the Torah with Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the order, that the cloud was after receiving the Luchos. That's according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Rabbi Akiva held, Omer Vayishkon Kvod Hashem Rosh Chodesh, the cloud was actually from Rosh Chodesh Sivan, which is before Kabbalah Torah, before the Kabbalah Luchos, Rosh Chodesh going on Tamil Beis now, V'yachaseyu Ha'anan, the cloud covered up, Lahar, covered the mountain up, Vayikra El Moshe, then he called Moshe, V'chol Yisrael Omdim, and everyone else was standing around, for the Ba Kasav El Chali covered Moshe. Even though he called Moshe, he was calling out to all of Klai Yisrael, but Kadosh Baruch Hu singled out Moshe to show extra honor. So according to Rabbi Kiva, what happened was as follows, that from Alf Sivan, the cloud rested in Har Sinai, not in Moshe, it rested in Har Sinai for 6 days. Moshe then receives the Luchos on Vav or Zayin, then he goes up to receive it, but the cloud already left at that point. So the first Ma'andam basically says that the cloud came after Vav or Zayin Sivan. After Moshe received the Luchos, then the cloud came in. Moshe went into the cloud in Har Sinai. It was surrounding Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Akiva says, no, the cloud was covering Har Sinai before Vav Sivan, without Moshe Rabbeinu being there. So there's two machlokism. When was the cloud there? Was the cloud there from Rosh Chodesh to Vav, or was it after Vav? And second machlokus, was it covering the mountain, or was it covering Moshe Rabbeinu? So again, one more time. Rabbi Yosef Glili said that Moshe received the Luchos, and then he went up to Har Sinai in the cloud. This man never says, no, the cloud came before Kabbalah HaTorah on Aleph Sivan and was covering the mountain, not covering Moshe Rabbeinu. So those are two machlokas that we're going to explain. Before getting to that, though, the Gemara offers two more understandings of the significance of the clouds, the Nani Akavo there, or just perhaps the Anan of the Kvod Hashem. Three lines down, the Gemara says, Rabbi Nasan Amar, Lo Bahakas of Ela Lemarik Achila Vishtia Shibimeyav Lishumo Kimalach Hasharis. The reason why the cloud was there is to cleanse out Moshe Rabbeinu, to cleanse out his system before entering into the Har Bayis, because all the food they ate throughout the Midbar. Rashi explains here two narrow lines down. He says, "Lemarik achila v'shtia." Rabbi Nasan savala k'Rabbi Yosi Glili, the prisha l'Moshe havei. He agrees the cloud was there to cover Moshe, not to cover the mountain. He agrees on that, but he has a different point of it. Ach lo lilmod mikan l'shar nichnasim l'mach neshchina brisha. But this can't be used as a model for other times where you enter into the presence of the Shechina, you need Shiva Yimei Prisha. Shelo Haisa Prisha Zu, El Shibashisha Yamim Halalu, Nismakra, Achila Shibimayim Lios Kamalach Hasharis. The point of this was a special event that Moshe Rabbeinu's whole body was clean of any types of food. Ava Ba'ama, Lo Be'inan Miruk. So if the point was to prepare Moshe to enter into the Makom Shechina, so that serves as a good model. But if the point is to clean out his system, that was not needed by any other case, so that's the understanding of Rabbi Nassim. Now, the interesting point here, they point out here, there's a machlokas daf ein heim and beis. We're going to see later on in the Masechta, that when it came to the klai eating the man did not, there was no excretion. It didn't go through the system. It just was absorbed in the body, and that was it. They needed to use the bathroom. The Gemara had a machlokas, what about all the food they bought along the way? There were merchants. There were many Arabs or people living, and they bought food and water from them that were not the man. So the Gemara questions whether or not that was also, did that also, was that movable on Nevarim, or that actually turned into excretion, that it turned into waste? That's a machlokas. So they bring a rye from here. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu needed to clean the system, it must be the food that they bought was part of, turned into waste, and that's why he needed to clean the system out. I'm not sure why the Gemara there doesn't bring this as a rye up, but that's what some point out. Either way.
Because still Moshe didn't buy that food. Meaning, that was probably lower madriga.
But then why did he have to clean the system out then?
Right.
So that was one thing also, but Lamai said something, it wasn't the man, unless it was from already from Mitzrayim days. So I'm not sure. So it seems that even Moshe Rabbeinu must have bought that food. So I'm not sure. And then Gemara says, Rabbi Masih ben Charish, Omer, he says, Lo ba'kasev ela la'ayim alav k'dei shetei Torah nitna ba'ima. He held that the purpose of this, he also holds like Rabbi Yosef Glili, that it was only the cloud was on Moshe Rabbeinu, not on the mountain. But it wasn't to clean the system. It wasn't to really prepare him for a Makom Kedusha. It was to instill fear in Moshe Rabbeinu. So, beresas ubeziyah, that with fear and trembling, Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Ivdos Hashem beyira, you should serve Hashem with fear. Vigilu berada, what's gilu berada mean? Gilu means besimcha. Visagel is to be happy. Rada is to tremble, to be fearful. So, what does it mean, my gilu berada? Amar of Adar bar Masa, Amar of Rav, b'makom gila, sham te rada. In a place of happiness, you have to have rada. It needs to be balanced with healthy amount of fear. There needs to be a fusion of av and yira, simcha and rada, gila and rada. That's the point here. So Moshe had to enter into the cloud to overwhelm him with a certain amount of fear. Look at Rashi. La'ayim alav, to fear him. Hu nami savar la k'Rabbi Yosef Glili, the prisha l'Moshe, not for Har Sinai, but for Moshe, ulav dilo mibnei adam, to separate him, to isolate him, shetachal of ema, he should be, imagine 6 days by himself in the cloud, that will instill fear in him, v'yosel levado yavin v'yasim levavol yikanes l'mach neshchina beima, to have the right frame of mind before entering into the base, into the makom shchina, to Har Sinai. Either way, these last 2 points we could kind of ignore here. For now, we're focusing on Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili. When did the cloud go? Was the cloud before the Luchos given from Alf Sivan for 6 days and was in Har Sinai? Or was it after Moshe Rabbeinu received the Luchos? It was on Moshe Rabbeinu to prepare him for receiving the rest of the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the machlokas. So the Gemara says now, so B'mai K'miflagi, what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Kiva? What is the essence of this machlokas? So the Gemara explains, but Plugsa Dani Tanai. This is where I get a little confused, guys. This is the machlokas. As follows. The Tani, the Baraita says, "B'shisha b'chodesh nitna Torah liYisrael." Rabbi Yosi Omer, "B'shivapa." So this machlok is when the Torah was given. Was it given on the 6th day or was it given on the seventh day? Now, when we say Torah here, referring to that Sarsa Dibros. But the Sarsa Dibros given on the sixth day or the seventh day of Sivan. So, man damar b'shisha b'shisha nitna b'shiva Allah. So, the one who held that we were given the Luchos on the sixth day. So, the sixth day, Moshe was given the Luchos. U'b'shiva Allah. And the seventh day, he went up to learn the rest of the Torah. We'll read the parentheses here. D'chsiv v'ayikra al Moshe b'yom ha'shvi. But man damar b'shiva, the one who felt that we were given the Luchos on the seventh day of Sivan, b'shiva nitna, u'b'shiva Allah. The Moshe b'nu received the Luchos on the day seven, and he also went up on day seven as well to receive the rest of the Torah. D'chsiv v'ayikra al Moshe b'yom ha'shvi. So that's the machlokas that exists in general. So now we're going to try to line up Rabbi Yosef Glili with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosef Glili Savarla Kitana Kama, you held that like the first opinion, Damar Bishisha Bechodesh Nitna Torah, the Torah is given on the sixth day. So Rabbi Yosef Glili, again, he's the one who felt that the Shechina was there to cover Har Sinai. No, it was there to cover Moshe Rabbeinu after the Luchos. So he held that the Luchos were given on day six. Kitana Kama again, Damar Bishisha Bechodesh Nitna Torah. Hilkach zehaya ma'isa achar sesa dibros. This pasuk of Vayishkan kvod Hashem al Har Sinai v'yichasenu ha'anan sheshish yamim leMoshe. That was all after receiving the luchos. Vayikra al Moshe b'yom ha'shvi. Moshe was called on the seventh day lekibule shar Torah to accept the rest of the Torah. So again, day six he received the luchos. He was called up on day seven, and that's when the cloud came in Moshe Rabbeinu. On day 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and he came up to receive the rest of the Torah. Because these Haggadah, this is where I get a little confused, because these Haggadah, if you were to think, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem Erosh Chodesh, V'yichasei Ha'anon Lahar, so if we say that the cloud came really on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Dea Aleph, and it came to cover the mountain only, not to cover Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayikre al Moshe B'yom HaShvi, it came to call Moshe B'yom HaShvi, the Kabule Aser Aser Dibros, if you say that he was receiving it on the seventh day, that's why he was being called up to receive the Luchos on the seventh day, well, doesn't he hold a HaKibile Mishisha? He already said, we just assumed that he was given the Luchos on the sixth day. So why is being called on the seventh day? So this confuses me. That very line confuses me. V'ha Isalik Anan Mishisha. Now this question I get, though. It sounds like they're two different questions. So the second question I get. I don't get the first question. The second question is, if you assume that he was called on the seventh day, well, the cloud was clearly only there for 6 days. If those 6 days were from Aleph to Vav Sivan only, so then, where's the? How's he being called on the seventh day? The pasuk says he was called mitocha anan, but anan already went up to Shemaim at that point by day seven. So how could you say that Vayikra that Moshe was called on the seventh day if the cloud already left on day six? So therefore, he felt that the cloud started coming on day seven. Day seven is the first day when the cloud came from 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Those were the 6 days it was on there, and he was called on the seventh day mitocha anan. That's the understanding of Rabbi Yosef Glili, but that's the line where I get a little confused from. Now.
So if Hashem is calling out to Moshe on the seventh day, that calling couldn't have been the original calling of Matan Torah, because he said he got it on the sixth day, not the seventh day. So rather, that entire pasuk needs to go after.
I didn't get that. Tell me afterwards. Yeah. But let's go. Well, it could be you're right, but that point gets me confused. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva Savar Lak Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yossi. Da'amar b'shiva b'chodesh nitna Torah liYisrael. He felt that we were given the luchos on day seven, and that's the day he went up. So that's his understanding. So that's the machlok. So bishma, I understand now. So after having that total machlok is kind of lined up, whether it's the sixth day or the seventh day, whether the anan was before the Kabbalah Satorah or after Kabbalah Satorah. So now we have to understand the following thing. Bishma, this all makes sense to Rabbi Akiva. Haynu d'mishkachas la b'shiva asar b'tamas nishtabru haluchos. So we understand now that all the calculations make sense, that we know that the luchos were brought down 40 days later, and they're broken on Shivas HaBar Tammuz. So that's 40 days from Kabbalah Satara, because Asaran Varban de Sivan, Vishitzar de Tammuz. So now we have, if the Torah is given on the seventh day, so the seventh day is day one, so that's 24 days left of Tammuz, that's 24 days, plus 16 days Shitzar de Tammuz, 16, plus 24 is Malalu Arban Yomin, that's 40 days total. Tavi Bahar, that he was on Har Bais, Har Sinai rather. Ubishivsar b'tamaz nachas, he came down on the 17th of Tammuz. Vasa, he came down v'atavrinu l'luchos, he broke the luchos. So that all makes sense, the calculation, according to Rabbi Kiva, that again, the cloud was on the Har Sinai from Alav Sivan to Vav Sivan, and the Zion Sivan is when Moshe Benu went up, and he was there for 40 days. That all makes sense. El Rabbi Yosef Glili, damer shisha deprisha, there were 6 days of prisha. He held, remember, that the cloud came up after receiving the luchos. So Moshe Benu received luchos on day six. Then he went up to be in the cloud to prepare for 6 days. Day 7, day 8, day 9, day 10, 11, day 12. He did for 12 days. It wasn't until day 13 he started learning for 40 days. So everything should be pushed off 6 days now. It should be the 23rd of Tammuz when Moshe Rabbeinu came down. Again, Damar Shisha, the Prisha, Varbam Dahar, Ad Esim Vitlas de Tammuz. It should be the 23rd of Tammuz that he came down. Lo it bar luchos, that wasn't broken until the 23rd. Everything's off by 6 days. Amal Chareb Yosef. Yosef Aglili says, Arban Dahar Bahadeh Shisha de Prisha. The 40 days he was up there included the 6 days that he was preparing. So it sounds like the first 6 days Moshe Rabbeinu went to Har Sinai, he was in the cloud cleaning himself, getting prepared. He wasn't learning yet. Lemais, he only learned for 34 days with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the total amount of time was 40 days, so that also lines up with the Shivas HaBar Tammuz. So now this is the whole proof that we see the Shisha Yimei Prisha is the model for Reish Lakish, that 6 days of preparation for Yom Kippur and for Paraduma, plus day 7 like we saw on yesterday's Da. Fine, that's the whole Brisa. Now, let's finish off the Amud here. The Gemara says, Amar Mar, it says in the Pasuk, Vayikra Moshe, Moshe, V'chol Yisrael Omdim. So he called out to Moshe, and all of Klai Yisrael was standing with Moshe Rabbeinu there. Misaila, this supports Rabbi Eliezer. Damar Rabbi Eliezer, Elazar rather, Vayikra Moshe, Moshe, V'chol Yisrael Omdim. V'lo ba, kasav elo, l'chalik, lo kavar l'moshe. Even though everybody was standing there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had singled out Moshe Rabbeinu to show him, to bestow him with this honor. So Meisive asked the Gemara, Kol, lo, Kol Elav, Moshe Shama V'chol Yisrael Lo Shama. So here we have another case where the voice, the sound, went to Moshe Rabbeinu, and only Moshe heard, but nobody else heard. While the first pshat told us that everyone heard, it's just that he called Moshe to catch Moshe's attention, but they all heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling out. Here the pasuk says the kol only went to Moshe Rabbeinu, not to everybody else. To which the Gemara answers, Lo Kasha, Ha B'Sinai, Ha Ba'ol Moed. By Sinai, everybody heard. By Ol Moed, only Moshe Rabbeinu heard. So that's the difference, depending on the context. Vibai same alternatively, Lokasha Habakriya Habadibur. By the Kriya, everybody heard Moshe Rabbeinu calling out Moshe Rabbeinu. That they all heard. When it came to the actual conversation, the actual Dibur, that only Moshe Rabbeinu heard. Rebbe Zreka, Rami Kra, he threw a psukim, he pointed out a contradiction of psukim. Kame de Rebbe Lazar. Amila others say, I'm Rebbe Zreka, Rebbe Lazar Rami, or he was just quoting Rebbe Lazar, either he was saying it in front of Rebbe Lazar, or he was quoting Rebbe Lazar. Rami, let's ask a kasha of two psukim, ksiva, v'loyacha Moshe lava el moed, kishachin lava anon. Moshe Rabbeinu could not enter into the el moed. He could not enter into the Mishkan because the Shechina was present. The Kedusha was too great. The magnitude was too powerful. V'ksiv then says, v'yava Moshe b'zoch anon. He walked in. So was Moshe Rabbeinu able to enter into the el moed, or was he not able to enter into the el moed? So allow me to teach us. Shetafsu HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe v'yavu b'anon. Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed Moshe Rabbeinu, if you will, by the neck, and he kind of pushed him in. So Moshe Rabbeinu himself couldn't physically enter in. The presence of the Shekhinah was way too powerful, but it wasn't until HaKadosh Baruch Hu dragged him in. So that's the how we reconcile these two different psukim. So then the Gemara says, the Beir Rabbi Shmuel, Tana, Nemar Kan Besoch, V'Nemar Lahalim Besoch. It says the word Besoch when it came to the Mishkan, and it also says Besoch when it comes to Kriyas Yamsuf. That says, V'yavo B'nei Yisrael Besoch Hayam. They entered into Hayam. They walked through a path that the water by Kriyas Yamsuf served as walls. They walked through the Shvil, a little pathway through the Yamsuf. In fact, there were 12 different pathways for each of the Shvatim. Afkan Shvil, so to Moshe Rabbeinu, he walked through a path to get to the El Moed. Apparently, the Shekhinah must have split, the cloud split, to create a little pathway for Moshe Rabbeinu to enter in, which I guess HaKadosh Baruch Hu either grabbed him, or maybe it's a machlok, as the Brisa says, which whether he walked on his own, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed him in. But either way, there was a shvil, there's a little path for him to enter in through the clouds. And then the Gemara says, point out an interesting idea here, which is very much Derech Eretz. We try to teach our children this. Vayikra el Moshe, Vaydaber. So it says, Hashem called Moshe, and then he spoke to him. So Lama Hikdim a Kriya lo Dibur. Why does it first say a Kriya? And then it says a Dibur. It seems to be superfluous. So Limda Tar Derech Eretz, to teach us Derech Eretz, Shlo Yomer Adam Davril Chaveiro, Elim Kein Kareo. We want to talk to a person, you first try to catch their attention. I tell my kids, if someone passed the ketchup, and no one's paying attention to you. Look where the ketchup is. You see that Reuven sitting by the ketchup. Say, Reuven, could you pass me the ketchup? But this is the call out to the air. Someone passed me the water. No one's passing me the water. I'm asking for the water. Because you're not talking to anybody. But you call Moshe, call the guy out, and then catch his attention, and then you tell him what you want. So that's Derech Eretz, basic Derech Eretz. So Messiah Le, this supports Rabbi Chanina, Damer Rabbi Chanina, Lo Yomer Adam Dabril Chaveir Elam Kein Kareo. A person should not speak to a person until you catch his attention. Make sure you're paying attention. He's perhaps having a conversation, he's not going to pay attention. First, catch his attention. So Lamer, then it says in the Pasuk, Lamer, to say. So what do you mean to say? So this is another very important point of Derech Eretz. It says, even more than Derech Eretz actually, Rabba, Minayin Lomer Dabril Chaveiro Shubval Yomar. How do you know someone tells you something? You can't tell to someone else until he says you're allowed to tell somebody else. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Vayidaber Hashem Elav Me'omay Lamor. So Hashem spoke to Moshe and then says, Lamor, now you can tell everybody else. But he not said Lamor, Moshe Rabbeinu would not be allowed to tell anybody else. When a person tells you a secret or even not a secret, the Mefarshim say that even if it's not a secret, it could be a very well-known thing. It could be something very simple and mundane and without any damage. A person tells you something, you cannot repeat it until you have given permission. And certainly if it's a secret, and somebody tells you not to tell, but this is a very important part of keeping secrets and confidentiality, even things that are not considered secrets. So let's quickly recap what we had here. We start off with the Gemara saying that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish had the conversation, whether you learn from Miluim or you learn from Har Sinai, and whether or not Miluim is not really a good model because they had Dam, while we use Mayim, and we said that Mayim is Tachas, the Dam. And then we point out by Har Sinai there's no Hazah, and even though there's no real Hazah by Har Sinai, still Reish Lakish could learn Hazah to Yom Kippur and Paraduma because it's simply a Malab Amal. Then we brought the whole long Brisa that supported Rabbi Yochanan. We in fact learned from Miluim and all the Pesukim back and forth. Reish Lakish about when exactly the Luchos were given and when the Shechina, when the Anan was on the Har Sinai before the Luchos, after Luchos on the mountain or Moshe Benu. We had so four different shitas there. Was it to clean out the system? Was it to instill fear? And then we had that connected to the Machlokas of Yossi, Rabbi Glili, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yossi Glili, about whether or not there were 6 days of preparation before Har Sinai as a Shisha Yimei Prisha, which served as a source for Reish Lakish's understanding of the source of Shiva Yimei Prisha. And then we had the last 2 points we just mentioned here about first calling Moshe Benu, whether Klai Yisrael heard or Moshe Benu heard. Either one was by Har Sinai, where everybody heard, or Moed, where only Moshe heard, or maybe the initial Kriya, everybody heard, but the actual Dibor, only Moshe Benu heard. And then we had about Moshe Benu, he couldn't enter into the Mishkan until Kadosh Baruch Hu actually dragged him in, and there's a little shvil that was created there. And then simple derech eretz, a person must call a person, catch a person's attention before speaking to him, and then finally a person cannot share secrets until they're given permission from the person who told you. We'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.